No, there are some legitimate judgments out there, right? Correcting people we love. What about church discipline? You know, the Bible is clear on church discipline. People that are called a brother and they're living in fornication, drunkenness, idolatry, whatever, certain sins, he says they're to be disciplined from the church. They're to be kicked out of the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the Bible talks about confronting people, judging people, taking two or three witnesses and confronting someone in certain situations. It's out there. It's biblical. Also, how about warning about false teachers? You know, if we get up and preach and warn about false teachers, we're not being judgmental or accuser of the brethren. You're just like Satan. You're accusing the brethren. No. Because it's biblical to warn about false prophets and false teaching. It's all throughout Scripture. The Apostle Paul is constantly naming the names of Christian teachers, but they're heretics, they're false prophets, they're wolves in sheep's clothing, but they're claiming the name of Christ. Guys like Alexander, Hymenaeus, Phygellus, Hermogenes, how do we even know these names? Because they're being rebuked by the Apostle Paul publicly by name for being false teachers and false prophets. So there's a time to get up and rebuke heresy, rebuke false teaching, rebuke false prophets. God teaches us that in Scripture. So no, that's not the wrong kind of judgment. And again, what's the motive? You know, the motive should be, I want to protect my people from being influenced by this wickedness. I don't want my people going home and listening to something wicked, okay? Now look, I love the fact that my church members at Faithful Word Baptist Church listen to a whole bunch of other preachers. Because of the power of the internet, it's such a blessing. They can download sermons by other pastors, Pastor Jimenez, Pastor Thompson, whoever. And they can download sermons from Pastor Dave Berzins or whoever. And they listen to this stuff, and it edifies them. It builds them in their faith. They can supplement the preaching that I'm giving them with getting some other preaching. You know, right now, while I'm gone, my church is hearing a bunch of preaching from 8 other pastors that are coming in and preaching. And I guarantee you that they're going to get some things that I never would have given them. You say, well, what if one of these pastors preaches something that you don't agree with? I don't care. As long as it's not heresy, as long as it's not something that's wicked or just super out there, you know, if these guys get up and preach something that's different than what I believe, I don't care, okay? Because of the fact that I don't expect anyone to be perfect. I'm not, maybe they're even right and I'm wrong on that particular point. Who knows? You know, if it's something minor, what's the big deal, right?